Welcome to our Blue Bahamas, where we talk about the conservation of our marine environment that sustains our way of life. Today, we are talking about eco schools and building a cleaner, greener future in the Bahamas, and how the Eco Schools program at Brief empowers student-led environmental action and creates long-lasting impact in Kenyan schools. Today, I am here with our Brief Eco Schools coordinator, Nicola Fernander. Hi, Nicola.
Hi, Crystal.
And I am here with Miss Aswood from DW Davis, who is their Eco Schools coordinator. So, just to start off the conversation, Eco Schools, it sounds so cool, right? Nicola, could you tell us a little bit about Eco Schools and how Eco Schools is making a difference in the Bahamas?
Indeed, Crystal, my pleasure. So Eco Schools is an international standard of excellence. It gives students an opportunity to express themselves and discuss topics relative to our environment. So the Eco Schools program is a democratic and participatory program. It provides an excellent opportunity for our students to experience active citizenship in their schools. It also brings many benefits to the school and the wider community. I want to say that it gives an opportunity for students to not only discuss, but make a difference, not only in their schools, but in the community as well. The impact is not only the environmental health of a school, but it also creates financial savings in terms of energy bills. You know, we always want to save. Water consumption, waste collection, and reduce waste and collecting materials in reference to recycling. So students are, again, given an opportunity to make a difference in their communities. I want to say also that right now we have 52 registered schools, registered eco schools, and that includes schools in New Providence as well as the Family Islands.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Which Family Islands are, if you could just list a few, if you don't
have them. We have Grand Bahama. Grand Bahama is doing very well. Lucaya International, I don't want to start listing because I don't want
to
forget somebody.
I can help you with that.
Walter Parker is recently registered as well. Mary Star is doing awesome. Again,
Bishop
I don't want to get
Michael
it.
Elden.
Freeport Gospel Chapel, Shout out to them as well. They're doing great. We have schools in Abaco as well. Awesome, awesome. Every child counts. Again, putting me on the spot, Crystal, naming these schools.
It's fine. No pressure.
Yes.
And Forest Heights, right?
Yes, definitely Forest Heights.
Forest Heights
has been registered for a while. Can't forget Forest
they're
Heights.
They're one of the oldest.
They're veterans.
Yeah. So there's and then in Eleuthera as well, we have quite a bit.
Yes,
including
Harbor Island.
The oldest again, Deep Creek Middle School.
Yes, and Harbor Island Green School as well.
Yeah. So it's really good. It's empowering. The thing I like about eco schools is that, what you said earlier, it's very empowering for students, right? It gives them the opportunity to actually learn about, see, and feel, right? Not just like outside of the textbook, right? It's their opportunity to actually step up and be the change that they want to see. Mm-hmm. And usually people don't think about children, taking the mantle so early, right? They say, we don't want you to worry about this, just learn your lesson at school. But they don't realize how important it is to engage students from a very young age. And so Ms. Aswood, I know you lead the Eco School at DW Davis.
Right.
Tell us about your experience being, a registered Eco School with Brief. And I know you've done field trips as well with Brief. Tell us about those experiences and how those have impacted your students.
All right. And so DW Davis is one of those schools that have been registered for quite a while as an Eco School. Unfortunately, over the years, there would have been little involvement, I think, in some cases as it relates to some public schools, for example, some of them become registered and then they become a little complacent. Mm-hmm. And so D.W. Davis is one of those schools that want to take the lead, exactly, mm-hmm. in showing that we can do it. And so when I became an Eco School coordinator at the start of this school year, I was determined. I'm already passionate about environmental sustainability, and I wanted to share that passion with my students. This school year, students and teachers in my department had the opportunity to embark on the Adelaide Mangrove Park field experience, and it was phenomenal for both groups. When D.W. Davis Social Studies teachers went out there, at the end, they were saying, "I didn't know this. Wow." D.W. Davis students also had an opportunity to be part of the extreme hangouts that was facilitated by Breathe. And on day one, our students, they were able to snorkel with other students. I couldn't teach them that in a classroom environment if you paid me. Mm-hmm. That's an experience they will remember until the end of time. And so I'm happy that Breathe provides such an opportunity for our students, our young reporters of the environment who are attached to the Eco School program, to get out there and experience it. I have a lot of ninth graders who are transitioning into senior high school now at the end of the school year, and they're asking, "Miss Astwood, what's going to happen if the school I'm going to doesn't have an Eco School?" And I simply say to them, "Don't worry, we're going to ensure that an Eco School is started there." And so the children are very excited, and becoming exposed is important. Most recently, D.W. Davis Eco School would have also been part of a webinar that would have had young reporters of the environment from around the world, mm-hmm. and to have had the opportunity to ask questions that were answered, to have had the opportunity to communicate with other environmentalists, young environmentalists around the world, that blowed their mind away. It really blew them away. And, you know, I'm looking forward to what else we can do, and hopeful that this is something that can be adapted beyond the D.W. Davis and beyond the A.F. Adley, which is another school we've partnered with. They have also been registered for quite some time, but we work along with them. We work hand in hand on what we can do as two junior high schools in the Bahamas, just to set the pace and be the example for all other schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, very well said. But I also want to pull into something that you said. You mentioned, you know, there are some students, they have had such amazing, eye-opening, outdoor classroom learning experience with Brief. And some of them are even to the point where they're graduating from junior high and they're going to senior high, and they're concerned that, oh, my next school may not be an Eco School. What do I do? So, like, there's a little bit of panic, which is so inspiring that is something that students, like, we don't want them to worry. But at the same time, it's positive in the sense that students are so passionate about these issues until they are really willing to select schools or be biased to certain schools mm-hmm. that are Eco Schools over schools that may not be Eco Schools. Mm-hmm. That speaks volume to the character of these students as well. They want to learn. They want to learn about the environment. They want to be engaged in Eco Schools. They want to continue snorkeling and doing mangrove field trips and learning about the environment. So that's just a completely beautiful mm-hmm. testimony.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Ms. Astwood. Going back to Nicola, for the students who are concerned mm-hmm. about their schools not being Eco Schools, Eco Schools is a student-led program, right? Mm-hmm. So what could students do who may be going into a new school and they want to find a way for their school to become an Eco School if their school is not an Eco School?
Mm-hmm. First, Crystal, I want to touch on what you said in reference to registered Eco Schools. I want to say that what I found in us doing the assessments, some of these club members, their committees are very well prepared as it relates to passing on the baton. getting other students prepared for those that are graduating, getting them ready to lead the Eco School program as they leave. I want to say that congratulations to all the students that the schools that we've assessed recently. You know who you are. The students are very engaged, very happy about what they're doing. It's not a forced program. Students have chosen to participate and take on initiatives that will make environmental difference. I want to say for schools who are interested in being registered, get on board. We are doing great things. It is not only a school initiative, it spills over into families and homes, and it spills over into our communities. We want to make sure that our communities, our marine resources, we're conserving, we're environmentally conscious, and we want to reserve what we have, our resources. So Eco Schools is not just for the schools. I want to really stress that. It's not just for the students, but it's an initiative for students, our future. The children are our future. It's for them to have a platform to make a difference. They're like the starting point for us to make environmental differences in our communities. So I'm registered. You can contact me, nicola@brief.org. And I can give you the information that you need in detail as to what it is you need to do to get your schools on board. We have seen great things. I mean, I have a lettuce, I won't say who it's from, gigantic, that came from one of the school's garden. I mean, these kids, these kids are doing great things. I have to apologize for a rosemary that I got as well. I'm not doing so well with that, but they're teaching me as well. We really need to learn from these kids, take initiative to do and help in any way that we can. And I encourage businesses that are nearby these schools, because we encourage them to get in touch with businesses, get them on board with their projects, with what they're doing as well. Again, it's not only school, it's community as well. So Eco Schools is not just, it is a student-led program, but it is a program that will not only assist the school, but the community of Bahamas as well.
Yeah. And so if a student, right, also, if a student says, hey, you know, my school doesn't have an Eco School, what would you recommend that they do to try to start up an Eco School, club? In the environmental club.
Okay. School. Well, first of all, Crystal, and this is very important, the administration needs to be on board. Mm-hmm. This is a student-led program, but it takes some time from teachers to take on the position as a coordinator. So you have to be, again, passionate about the program. The student, I would suggest you speak with your administrator, like I said. Let them know that you're interested in making a difference. And joining in or starting the program, I have to say shout out to DeLon. Mm-hmm. He really took big steps in making sure that Aquinas got started. Yes. And are now recently a Green Flag school. They have done great things. Shout out to Aquinas for doing the hard work, because sometimes they stressed that they had challenges. But they made it happen. So again, the administration needs to be on board. Principals, allow your coordinators to just set up something. Sometimes the meetings are not only after school, but the meetings are at lunchtime as well. Yeah. So if you want to do this, you can make it happen. And again, at Brief, we're willing to help you to make this happen. We want all of our schools to not only be registered, but we want the international credit. We want the Green Flag Award for all of our schools. And I want to say right here that we want more government schools to be Eco Schools, not only registered, but Green Flag schools. We need to make that happen. We need to get our kids in the water as well. Snorkeling opportunities at Brief. We encourage our students, our schools, our Eco Schools, all of our schools to be involved in the snorkeling initiatives that we have. They are free. You can contact Brief and find out when we're having them. I think we are surrounded by so much water. That is important. That is important. And you don't have to know how to swim. Speaking from experience, I am now a snorkeler.
She's serious.
I am. And I love it.
Yes.
There's so many great things under the sea that you can see. It is awesome. It is an opportunity that we should really take advantage of.
Yes, Nicola, well said.
Absolutely.
Very well said. And yes, speaking from experience, also me, I was new just a few years ago when I was in school, you know, a couple years ago, I didn't know how to snorkel. There was no snorkeling experiences out there. There was not much eco school, you know, information out there. Now this is growing. Now it is, now the United Nations is actually calling on schools that are under, you know, in the countries, the allied countries, to incorporate environmental science into the curriculum. So that is very important. That is a UN goal. So we're not just saying this because, you know, it's nice and it's something we would like to do. We want our students to be aligned with the international standards as well. And especially speaking, when we talk about the public schools as well, they are doing so much good work when it comes to gardening and agriculture. Like they making jam, you know what I mean? Like that is like, you know, that's like, that's further along the line, right? In the, it's in, as a part of the process. So they are getting there and the interest is there. And then when you marry that with marine conservation and you pull in the mangrove conservation and you talk about the pine forest and all these environmental things, conservation of energy and renewables, that it all falls together. And all of those things are important for our eco schools and environmental club. All of those things are important skills and things for our students to understand in the Bahamas, especially when we talk about the quality of education that we're promoting here and expanding our country and the curriculum.
And I wanna say here too, for the Eco Club members and the committee members, our students are collecting data. People, our students are collecting data and are seeing a difference in their electricity bills at school. That is like a big thing. I mean, students collecting data, man, our bills can go down tremendously if we just are conscious of what it is that we're doing. They have little signage to say, turn off the lights and preserve energy. We have kids that are going outside, having classes outside, outdoors, which is awesome. And they love it. The students love it. And we need to be a little bit more practical. We need to think outside of the box so that we can preserve our Bahamas. There's so much that we can do. There's so much that the students are doing, and parents, adults, we need to get on board as well and participate in the Eco Schools program because it's, again, student-led, but we need parents to assist. We need the teachers to assist. And I always encourage when I ask questions for faculty, for support staff, they need to know what's going on with the Eco School program. The janitress is able to recite what the eco code is. So everybody is on board. It's the entire school. And like again, like I said, it spills out into the community.
Absolutely. And also with that being said, I want to reach out over to you, across the table to you, Ms. Aswood, and ask you, why do you believe environmental education is crucial in today's classrooms? We're now talking about, you know, where students are today, where the world is today, you know, evolving the education system and updating the curriculum. Why is environmental education important in that whole process?
Well, the Bahamas has a very unique environment. So let's start here first. So we have delicate ecosystems like mangroves and coral reefs, and we have to protect those. And so educating, I believe, firstly, educating students on these delicate ecosystems we have will not only foster a level of understanding about the ecosystems that are throughout the Bahamas, but respect and reasons why they ought to protect these ecosystems. Additionally, there is the issue of climate change. And so the world is being impacted by climate change, but you have so many other nations like the Bahamas that fall in that small island nation category. And
absolutely.
We've seen the impact of climate change in the Bahamas, rising sea levels, coral bleaching. Educating students helps them to understand what these threats are and perhaps how we can adapt as a society, and then what can be done to slow some of these threats down. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, there is the economy connection. And so there are a lot of jobs mm-hmm. that are kind of connected to the environment. For example, we have farmers, we have fishermen, and even people in the tourism industry,
for sure,
which all bring money into the economy. Mm-hmm. And when students are able to learn about sustainable practices, they certainly will be able to protect the resources, our national treasures that continue to fuel our economy. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, last but not least, students are future leaders.
Absolutely.
These are the people that are going to make future decisions. Mm-hmm. And so we want them to become part of sustainability, the way of thinking, sustainable practices, learning that at school age, perhaps allow them to think sustainable on that level. Once they become adults and once they become the decision makers of this country, the idea is to ensure that sustainable practices are something that's capitalized upon in the Bahamas for future generations mm-hmm. to come. And so it's not about, well, climate change is impacting the Bahamas, but would it really impact me in my lifetime? Maybe not. Not to the extent that we know the impact will be, but it may impact your children, your children's children, their children. And so understanding those threats, like I said, mm-hmm. respect for our ecosystems, and then pushing students to becoming the future stewards of environmental sustainability mm-hmm. are all reasons why it is of utmost importance for it to be integrated into the classroom environment. I want to also say here that I first learned about all of the work that BRIEF has been doing over the years and continue to do mm-hmm. when I became a social studies teacher. I can't be more thankful for the initiatives of the Social Studies Discipline Unit that is led by Ms. Sally Johnson, when we had opportunities to have workshops and BRIEF was there and BRIEF presented and we went snorkeling and we were taken out and we saw, and that really lit the fire that has my passion burning for environmental science. Mm-hmm. And the discipline unit continues to support schools like DW Davis and AF Adley and to put fuel to the fire at schools that may not yet have an eco club. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of schools, teachers, administrators, just school staff in general, may look at it as something that's too much work. Yeah. But like you would have indicated earlier, and like Ms. Fernanda would have indicated earlier, it is student-led. The children, they want to do, they want to learn.
Yes.
You just have to be there to facilitate. Yes. And that is all I do at DW Davis with the Young Reporters of the Environment. I facilitate and they take the lead. Mm-hmm. And you'd be amazed the amount of work mm-hmm. that you can get students to do, the amount of initiatives that they may suggest. The drive that they have when you, the adults, say to them, I want you to suggest what we're going mm-hmm. to do next. Mm-hmm. I want you to suggest how we can liaise with others. Mm-hmm. They really love it. But being taught in the classroom, being part of the school environment in its entirety mm-hmm. is absolutely important, not just for social studies department or the science department, for all departments. Mm-hmm. You know, you have several clubs in school, for example, and the Eco Club could be a hub for that. Yes. You have geography clubs, science clubs, mm-hmm. agriculture clubs, mm-hmm. travel clubs. The Eco Club could be the hub that bring everyone together.
Yes.
You have art clubs. Mm-hmm. And so if, and that's something I'm looking to achieve mm-hmm. at DW Davis in the upcoming school year, connecting all our clubs. Mm-hmm. I will say, though, we have collaborated with the Builders Club at DW mm-hmm. Davis with cleanups. Right now, we have an initiative going that we have not yet completed where we are transforming old used tires into seating mm-hmm. around the school property as part of our beautification process and, mm-hmm. you know, being able to recycle something that ordinarily may have just been dumped.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, Miss, thank you so much for that, Miss Aswit. Like, and to follow up on what you said,
yes.
for sure, shout out to Miss Sally Johnson for highlighting the importance of environmental education in the school. She's been a long-term partner. She's from the Ministry of Education in charge of science and social studies. And she has been so engaged with Bree throughout the years and connecting us with supporting the eco schools, connecting us with the public schools, and looped in a lot of public schools into the environmental conversation. And the students are so enthused. The energy from the students in our public schools is unmatched. Okay? They are so willing to learn, and they're so well behaved. Restful. And I'm speaking from experience because
yes.
I've taken out the young reporters for the environment, and they are very passionate, mm-hmm. they are very driven, mm-hmm. they are very intelligent, they can articulate, and I am very proud of the public schools that are doing this. And we hope to see more, right, Nicola?
Absolutely.
More public schools engaged in the environmental.
We don't want our public schools to get left out.
We do not, because we've seen a lot of private schools coming in and do, you know, they're doing their thing.
Yes.
But really, thank you so much, Ms. Johnson, for your support throughout the years in our Eco schools and helping with the program and build. This is a building. This is a nation building exercise.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a big, big thing. And also, the Eco Schools equip students, like what you were saying, Ms. Aswit, so powerful. The Eco Schools actually equip students with various skills.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not stop there. And we talked about the traditional careers, mm-hmm. like fishing and agriculture, you know, like those things that, you know, you understand that that's very eco, right?
Mm-hmm.
But by extension now, we're seeing the connection, right, mm-hmm. with sustainability. So mm-hmm. works. Right? Infrastructure, all of that is related to environment. You need a good understanding of climate change and what's happening in the, you know, in the environmental sector globally mm-hmm. to be able to make better decisions. When you talk about infrastructure like solar panels and stuff, electricity, that's, you know, Bahamas Power and Light, plumbing, teachers, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody in here has a teacher. It's to some extent. Law, environmental law. There are so many students now coming to us saying that they want to be environmental lawyers. This is something that we need to look at as a country. How do we equip those students? And then policy, environmental policy, politicians. So it doesn't matter how high or how low you go in on the, you know, career scale.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know that environment, that foundation of knowing about the environment is essential, right? This is 2025 now. We're only going forward from here.
Yes.
Everything is interconnection,
mm-hmm.
and you have to know. So I love that. And Nicola, I'm going to go back to you because I love that Ms. Aswit brought up the collaboration of clubs
mm-hmm.
and the collaborations of schools, because you said you did a virtual meeting with students globally, right?
Right.
And so that's something that also this program, Eco Schools program, offers collaboration with schools, not just in the community or in the Bahamas, but across the world. So there's that. And then the Eco Clubs, the clubs within the school also collaboration. So why are these collaborations, Nicola, why are these collaborations so important for Eco Schools?
I think it's important for the Eco Schools to really network, because some of them are stronger in areas where the others aren't. I think it's important to share their ideas. Again, when I do the assessments, I encourage them to network with other eco schools, newly registered ones, the newbies, network with the Green Flag Award schools so that they can give them an idea as to how they got to the point that they're at. How did they achieve their Green Flag Award? And I also want to say, Crystal, I know that Ms. Aswood mentioned how the students are leading and the challenges the teachers may have. I want to mention our teachers coordinators workshop. Mm-hmm. We don't just leave you out there alone to figure things out. Again, BRIEF is very supportive. So we have a teachers workshop every year, and we encourage new coordinators as well as the veterans to attend. We provide resources. We provide opportunities to network. We provide opportunity to share your ideas, again, to give you information as to how you can get to the next step. I know that we didn't mention the Silver and Bronze Award, which are also important. So you register and then you can, you're eligible later for your Silver Award or your Bronze Award. And then by extension and later on, hopefully your Green Flag Award, which is what you really want to achieve.
Yes, thank you so much for that, Nicola. We had a great conversation today. We are out of time, we didn't even feel it, right? That was such a wonderful conversation. I hope our audience out there, our listeners, you were inspired by that. And parents, talk to the schools that your children are going to, teachers, get engaged, get your little clique of teachers together, talk to the principal. Students, talk to your teachers. Everybody, this is a collaborative effort, like what Nicola said. So thanks for listening to Our Blue Bahamas, and make sure, get involved, ask questions, be a part of protecting our islands. Together we can create a greener, cleaner future for the Bahamas. So tune in next week, same time, same place. And remember, every small action makes a big difference. Yes. You can follow us at BRIEF on social media at BREEF242. Thank you for listening.